Chapter 35, 1922, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Title, 1922 Santa Fe Convention, Colorado River Compact Commission. Purpose, 7 states of the Colorado Basin gathered to provide a solution for an equitable division of the Colorado River water and its tributaries among the states. Even though this gathering was a compact authorized by Congress, it operated close enough to previous meetings that it has been termed a, quote, convention. Call and subject. Several years of negotiations between the states resulted in the 1922 approval by Congress to enter a compact for allocating river resources. Quote, this is from Herbert Hoover, Commission Chairman. This commission has been established primarily to consider, and if possible to agree, upon a compact between the 7 states of the Colorado Basin, providing for an equitable division of water supply of the Colorado River and its tributaries among the 7 states. Date and location. The convention began in January 26, 1922 in Washington, D.C., It ended on November 14, 1922, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, after the group met 27 separate times over the course of the convention in Washington, D.C., 7 times, Phoenix, once, Denver, once, Santa Fe, 18 times. Attendance. 1 commissioner was assigned from each of the 7 states, Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Principals. Herbert Hoover, U.S. Secretary of Commerce, was sent to represent the federal government after Congress authorized the state compact. The convention voted Hoover its chairman, and its executive secretary was Mr. Stetson. Convention protocol. Although it operated as a convention, it was a compact that required the approval of Congress. It was, however, a convention of states. The chairman was Herbert Hoover, the U.S. Secretary of Commerce. Each state had 1 vote. The convention decided its own procedures. The convention elected its own officers. After the call, the convention controlled the time and place of the meeting. Commissioners stayed within their prescribed subject. They produced recommendations that were ultimately ratified by their respective states. The convention adjourned for weeks at a time to allow the technical staff to do its work. Unusual occurrences. Because they were a compact, they adopted a unanimous voting rule. It was temporarily changed, allowing a majority of votes on a resolution. It also adjourned for weeks at a time to allow for the technical staff to do its work. The Nashville Convention of June 1850 set this precedent. The Convention of States called by 7 states and convened 27 times in 4 cities, with the most occurring in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Commissioners, state governors selected and certified the commissions allowed by each state's law, identifying the commissioners with any restrictions noticed, or rather noted. An outsider was not unusual, as in the Albany Convention of 1754, where the British government and crown were represented by the presiding officer, the English governor of New York. Conclusions. This is claimed by constitutional scholars as a convention of states because it met the basic definition of a multi-state gathering and operated in a similar fashion.